In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, we know that Christmas is the mystery of God giving himself to us. The prophet Isaiah gives us a name for this Messiah who comes, Emmanuel, God with us. And Isaiah emphasizes that to us what is happening. A child is born to us, a son is given to us. This is the reality of this feast, that God gives himself to us. And it's so important for us to learn from this, to contemplate this scene and this night. I would just like for us to take some time to contemplate the child in the crib, for us to think about what it would be like if we were the only ones there. We were looking at this little child and trying to understand something that really is beyond our complete understanding, but there is definitely something there for us to contemplate. I think one of the first things would certainly be striking for us is the fact that our Lord is present there in our human condition. We would look at this child and we would think to ourselves, God himself is infinite. He is outside of time. He is all powerful. And yet, here he is, reducing himself to the limitations of the human nature that I possess. The infinite power of God wanting to clothe itself under the limitations of human flesh. And not just any human flesh, but God wanting to go through the same stages that we ourselves go through in this life. To start off at the beginning, as all of us started off, as an infant, someone who cannot talk, someone who cannot walk, someone who cannot take care of himself. It needs others to care for him. If our Lord could speak to us, if the Christ child wanted to utter a word, perhaps he would say something like this to us. I want you to appreciate your human condition. It is through this human condition that you will save your soul. This is my will for you. I gave you your human nature as a gift to you, for you to accept. And now I give myself to you in that same condition, in those same conditions that you experience in your human nature. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the things that we deal with every day, but perhaps we find it difficult to accept. I'm talking about the fact that we have a body, and a body that is sometimes healthy and sometimes sickly. I'm talking about a fact that we live in a world that is full of flawed human people, and therefore it has certainly good in it. But oftentimes there is evil, and an evil that we have no power to change. I'm talking about the fact that we do have an immortal soul with great desires, but those desires are often far outstripped by the limitations of what we're able to do. And our Lord coming precisely in these limitations that we experience every day is an encouragement for us to embrace them, to accept them. One of the reasons that I mention this, is because it's such a characteristic of the Catholic soul to be able to submit itself to divine providence. Isn't it just an aspect of the Catholic soul when whatever happens to it, to say to itself, this is from God, God wants this for me. I will try to use this, I will try to sanctify myself through this thing that happens to me. Meanwhile, we live in an apostate world, a world that has reinvented paganism in a new form, and which therefore has a hatred for our human condition, which does not like our human condition that is given to us by God, and so seeks to find ways to escape from that condition, especially through our technological devices. It seeks to provide to modern man a way out from being human by handing him devices, by handing him the creations of man. It's an invitation. I give you this creation of man so that you can escape from the realities of God's own creation. Just to take a very small example, one of the realities of our human condition is that life is often boring. It's not always exciting to be living as a human being in this world. And so modern man takes reality and makes a hyper-reality, makes a reality behind a screen that pops out at us, that is continually stimulating us, that's continually exciting us, and says, well, this I give to you for you to crush boredom, for you to keep yourself perpetually entertained, because the real life, the real reality is just too boring to bear. How many take up these devices because they find the real reality too frail, too unexciting? When we are kneeling before the Christ child, when we are kneeling before the creator of man, the creations of man lose all their value. The presence of the Christ child teaches us to love and live in our human condition, to embrace our human condition, to save our souls through the living of our human condition. Second thing we might learn, kneeling before the Christ child, being present with the Christ child, something that might strike us, which is a very, very basic thing, is that our Lord, God Himself, comes in person. He comes personally. He's not coming through an ambassador. He's not coming through a Zoom call. He's not appearing to us on a screen somewhere that is displaying Him for us. He is there, concretely localized in space, in His own person, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He is there to redeem us personally. He's there for each one of us. Every single one of the persons, the individual persons that are here at Mass, at St. Isidore's, for this midnight Mass, we who are here personally, because we are Catholics, because we follow the religion established by the Christ child who came in person. If we asked Him, what are you going to do? What are you going to establish in the supernatural order? How are you going to design the path to heaven for us? He would say to us, I'm going to make it that everything has to be done in person. The reliving of my sacrifice for you will be in person. When you offend me, you will have to make up to me in the sacrament of confession in person, when you want to deepen your communion with me, you're going to do it in person, coming to the communion rail, receiving me. The reason why the Christ child comes in person is because based on what the way God has made us, you cannot build a true relationship with anybody unless you do it in person. You cannot have a real connection with someone. Again, this is something that the technology of today promises to man, that we're going to be more connected. We're going to have deeper relationships through technology because we're going to be more connected. And there's a lot more connection today than there was in the past. But there are far fewer deep relationships between people because so many choose not to do things in person, not to be present to those whom they are connecting with. And this is absolutely necessary. It's absolutely necessary, and it's something that the Christ child demands of us. He demands that we be present at Mass, that we be present in our reception of the sacraments, that we try to be present to him when we pray to him, that we're actually there with him, that our mind is not somewhere else, but we are engaging with our Lord. This is the reality of the way relationships work. If you want to have a relationship with someone, you have to engage your whole person. It's at the level of your person. You cannot use some mechanism to make it happen. There's no technological device that can make you form a deep relationship with someone. Relationships cannot be mechanized. They cannot be produced by some machine. They cannot be purchased as a product. This is especially true of God himself. On Christmas, God himself pays attention to us. We must want to pay attention to him. We must want to be present to him personally. Again, through our visits to the Blessed Sacrament, through our reception of the sacraments in person, through our attendance at Mass. The great model for all of us, my dear faithful, in these two lessons, these two great lessons of the Christ child, of saving ourselves through the limitations of our human conditions and uniting ourselves with God through the engagement of our person, are perfectly modeled for us by our Blessed Lady. How beautiful her life was in precisely living the limitations of our human condition most perfectly, living in the conditions that Providence placed her in most perfectly, and then also being present to God throughout her life. Our Lady accompanying our Lord at every moment of his life. In the Gospel, we don't hear her speaking much, but she's always there. She's always with her son. Let us, my dear faithful, live our faith in this way. Nothing else matters than this connection that we have with our Lord Jesus Christ, this Christ child. Let us strengthen that connection in our beautiful faith, and so be present to him for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.